morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. New guest, Robert Curry. He's written a book about when America had common sense, when America taught common sense in universities, which is, I think, extremely interesting. We'll get his perspective on it, so he'll be here the second hour. First hour, we'll do news, and I'm going to read a couple letters that we've gotten from some listeners. I'll just address them and talk about it a little bit, and maybe you guys can understand me a little bit better. Maybe I can understand you a little bit better, whatever. Anyway, Uncle Kevin, of course, is here riding shotgun as usual. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
It is a great day in America. There are not a lot of news stories, I would say.
Yeah, I couldn't find very many.
Not a lot of hot-button things. I mean, it's kind of the same.
Rehashed over and over and over. Yeah,
different things. You have the police that were, I mean, execution-style shot in California. It looks like they're going to live. So we'll talk about that, maybe some of the other things. I got a letter Catherine sent me over the weekend. I mean, this is the kind of letters you don't want to get over the weekend, but I thought about it, and I want to address it. And I don't know if Joyce would address it or not. Joyce did get letters like this, and worse.
If you're on the radio, you get letters.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
And I've gotten letters like this before, but I want to address it.
Do it.
You know, that's one of the most amazing things Joyce, you know, she's trying to teach me is, you know, trying to do
be
this.
Calm.
Well, no, she said, look at these letters I get. You think you're going to get criticism. Here, listen to this letter. I mean, and you think Joyce was the devil herself after listening to this level. Get off the GD radio. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
You're polluting the airway.
Yeah, you're blah, 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 blah. And so she, you know, she tried to teach me to have a thick skin, but we have gotten other people said some things kind of like this, and I've had many more people on the other side that said exactly the opposite. I just wanted to address, and so you understand me a little bit better. One of the things about Joyce that she didn't do was, but she made you feel like she did, but she really didn't, is she opened up personally.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very private about certain things, and so she didn't, you as an audience think she did, but she really didn't open up about certain things and what was going on in her life and what have you. So I'm just going to do that. I'm going to be a little different, and I'm going to read this letter and try to get you to understand. Hopefully by doing, maybe you will appreciate the show more, like the show more. I will understand you better. Maybe I'll get other feedback back so I can understand a little bit. You know, a lot of times people, when they like certain things, they just don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the letter, and then we're going to do news. So we're going to go over this letter. Now, there's a lot of cussing in this letter.
So it's a good letter then.
No, you think I cuss. At least I try to stick to the Bible words. Now the person who wrote this letter, they didn't leave their name or whatever. So I really don't know what to say. They left it anonymous. They just put a date. Daniel, your performance on the Power Hour has been despicable. Your GD rant, I'm not going to say what
that's
they
fine. Say. I got it.
Or the lecturing of your listeners during the Sheriff Mac program was insane, and that of a moron. You sounded like we are the problem, that we deserve to be lambasted like we are simple-minded schoolchildren, and that have done the country wrong. Ask yourself, a-hole, fill in the blank, what do you suppose the other listeners think of your bully talk? Get your effing head out of your, another word, and pretend that we are your friends, and you need more friends for support. Insulting your listeners is far from wise. When did Joyce ever insult her listeners? All right. Well, she did a lot, apparently, compared to the letters that she got. If you read the letters to start with.
Yeah.
I also believe that you are a simpleton, too.
Ah.
So I'm a simpleton on top of it. I don't know what they need. They know what the definition of a simpleton is, but okay. Tell us why the bankers, and then he talks about interest rates and banks. I didn't quite get what he was getting at here. Tell us why the bankers need to raise the interest rates. There is no logic in paying or awarding the money mafia for absolutely nothing in except corruption. I think he's talking about we're complaining that the interest rates are low and they're just going to print money. You know, kind of maybe for your idea of giving everybody a house or whatever. Or I don't know. I didn't quite. I don't mean that mean. I'm just saying I don't quite know what they're going with. Aren't taxes a burden? Yeah. Okay. What are interest rates if not a burden? Ask your mommy. Ask my mom. My mother's dead, but thank you for asking. If the 80s were better with very high interest rates, Daniel, if you are better than us, like your effing rants depict, how does patronizing your listeners make you superior, especially if you desire to keep the listeners you have and add more listeners? And this is very personal, very, very aggressive. Grow up, Daniel, and think. If Joyce were alive today and listened to you, you would be out. Daniel, if you have any ability of reason, you would know that's not just me who's insulted by your blusterous schoolmaster rants. Friends tell us how to improve while enemies encourage dichotomies so that the messenger becomes ignored. What does that mean? You know, do you know what a dichotomy is? Do you know what a dichotomy is? I do. I'm just asking, wonder if you do. Like, the definition is a contrast. You're creating division.
Yeah.
You're creating a dichotomy, a division, like black and white is a dichotomy of color.
Mm-hmm.
Black and white is a dichotomy of color. You could be an example of a victim by hypnosis. What does that mean? I don't understand what that means. But if your modus operandi has always been to rant with patronization techniques, then get off the air. Listen to yourself. Are your rants pleasant? If you desire a second opinion, show this letter to your wife. If she responds that you're too tough, talk is undesirable, then clearly you should heed my warning, blah, 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 blah. Okay. For the sake of mankind and possibly your sagacious wife, so do I. My wife. Okay, I did show my wife the letter. I mean, I don't think this listener wants to hear what my wife had to say, to be honest with you, but I'll just leave it at that. All right, but I am going to address certain things here. Let's talk about Sheriff Mac for a second. The Sheriff Mac show, it was months ago where I talked to Sheriff Mac, and he said his listenership, or not, his memberships are down, and you know, needing money for different things and doing what he's doing. To me, that was unacceptable. If Joyce was here, that, you know how Joyce felt about Richard Mack. Okay. So I'm just giving you a background. So when he comes on the show, and I know he has this meeting, and I know some of the things that we talked about, and COVID has pushed this back, because we were going to do something more like this a lot sooner than now, but it's come to this point. When he came on the show and I knew all these things, I knew very plainly that I very much understood the importance of what Sheriff Mac's doing. Now, I did not go back and listen to the show. I didn't really have time this morning to do it. I know I was adamant. I know that Sheriff Mac needs attention, and whether you are my friend or whatever, I'm shaking the tree begging people to support Richard Mac. When Joyce, you know, just this caller keeps talking about Joyce, and people think they knew Joyce. That's one gift that she had, is she let you know you without you really, you didn't have to know her, but you felt like you knew her. Joyce, I am a much different personality, obviously. I'm much more abrasive. I debated in high school, to give you a little background. See, now I'm getting personal about it, so you know more about me. I debated in high school. When you debate, if you ever debate in high school, you talk super fast, and that's when things flow, and not necessarily louder, but you talk super fast in debate. And it's very quick, and it's very hard-hitting, and it's very in your face. That's kind of my personality to a large extent. What Joyce, when I began doing this show, she told me very specifically, the Constitution is your thing. She knew that before I did. This is your thing. Everybody has a thing. Her thing was about the military and I am sympathetic towards the military. I am totally sympathetic of everything that she did. I want to support every single thing she did, but I can't be that spokesman for that. She is. Because that's what she was expert at, and that's what she knew in health. What can I be an expert at or be a spokesman for? And I take exception to several of the things in here. One of the things that I really took exception was that I think I'm better than other people. I think that's ridiculous. I think of all the people on the show that have learned the most, I've learned the most. And I've repeatedly said that. Now, what I will say is, being in the position I am, I have access to people maybe you don't, and be able to talk to people and have background information, and people send me things. Maybe I have a little broader perspective on some of these areas than you do, just because of my position. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fair.
Okay. So maybe that comes across that way.
See, I sort of enjoy your rants.
Well, a lot of people do, and I get way more comments than I do or don't. But some of those
rants put chills down my spine. That's how good I think they are.
Okay, good. Well, some people they don't, especially this Richard Mack one.
Mm-hmm.
Set him off.
But he got a lot of donations.
Well, see, this is my.
It sort of worked.
Well, this is the other area I'm going into, and in his letter he says, "You talk to us like we are the problem. We are the problem.
Yeah, all of us."
I'm not saying you. I'm not saying we. I have to look in the mirror. What can I do?
Yeah.
We are the problem. Our perception, our consciousness, our ability to look at this in the world. We are the problem. We are the creators here.
Mm-hmm.
The divinity has been given to us by our creator. We're not victims.
That's right.
So who do we blame? Do we blame somebody? If we blame somebody else, then we are children. We are the ones responsible. So, when I look at Sheriff Mack and I called him later, and thousands of dollars were donated by the Power Hour to Sheriff Mack. Now, if you know me, you know I am extremely convicted about three things on this show. And I've said them over and over and over again, and you probably know them by heart. The school system, the vaccines, and the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to say, and I'm fairly competent in all three of them. Like, I can talk very, especially the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
You're very versed in it.
I'm not even versed like in the legal, knowing every little nuance and memorize it by heart. It's understanding what it is, the overall macro picture of it and the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few people out there on radio that understand it that way. And I've had a lot of people tell me that. And I've talked to very smart people, other guests we've had, we have personal conversations, and they would tell me, they repeatedly tell me, you have to say this all the time. I had no idea about this.
Yeah.
This is what they tell me. I'm not just pulling this out of my backside. I know my, like Joyce's, one of her main things was about the military and about the vaccines and the experiments and blowing the whistle on that. That was a big part of what she was about. Okay, this is my thing. And she told me that before she died. This is your thing. And it is my thing. So I'm very passionate, very convicted about this. And how it comes across to some level is desperation. And so I called Sheriff Mack and asked him, he got thousands of dollars of donations from the power.
Yeah, he needed a lot of money too.
Right. What he's trying to do. See, you have to understand from a sheriff. See, again, I'm going to explain this, and if you want to take this like you think I'm talking to you, like, I don't, okay, if that's how you want to take it, then take it that way. On some level, I am so desperate. I feel such urgency that I don't care. Not that I don't care about you. Not that I'm even addressing this tells you I care about how I'm perceived and how the message comes across, and I want to be as effective as possible. But on some level, I'm so desperate and so urgent, I don't care. One sheriff, you think about what can be done. Dave in the Thumb talked about his assembly. Love his assembly idea. Love what he's doing. Totally. He can come on and talk about it anytime, and I encourage people to support him, and I support him.
Me too.
What he's doing. I'm just telling you what I believe and know from my research and from the people I talk to and very high-level people around, what I believe is the number one thing from an institutional thing that we can do. Now, if we're talking about God and having an esoteric discussion, that's different. Repentance, lifting curses and asking God for forgiveness and declaring, that's the most powerful, but that's a very esoteric discussion. Mm-hmm. That's not a very that's a different discussion. And if you want to, you really want me to preach to you, I mean, we can go down that way too, if you really want to hear me preach. And, you know, and maybe we'll get to some of that stuff at some point, because I'm starting to learn about that, and I do have some understanding about that also. At least I want to offer it to you and to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you really want me to lecture you and preach you, I guess we can go down there. But besides all this, what is the most important thing besides this esoteric discussion and getting closer to God, repentance, those kind of things? What are the most important things? The most important thing is the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, it's hanging on by a thread.
There's nothing else. Your life is not as important as it. I hope that sunk in. And you think, oh, well, you're talking to me like a child. If you don't understand that, then I guess I'm talking to you like a child then, if that's the way you want to take it. I know that America does not understand that because of the situation we're in. How do I know that? How do I know? Because all I have to do is look around. Look around.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that America does not understand that. So if you're a longtime listener, if you're my friend, this is like, we had the same discussion. Your brother-in-law, my other uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Love Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
Great guy. He needs heart drops like yesterday.
Man, 3 years ago.
Yeah, at least. I've given him a bottle. You've given him a bottle like mm-hmm. that. I think we both have given him a bottle. We've both encouraged him.
Yes, we did.
He took him for about a week. He didn't like the taste. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Basically. We've told him all things. Here's the interview. We've put it right in front of him. See, this is where family, you know, you talk about friends or family, how you deal with friends or family.
Mm-hmm.
See, you may take, I don't know, and I don't know this, you may take for granted everything I just told you about the Constitution and all, you may take for granted. If there's one thing I know, and I will live and die with this, and it's the reason I'm here, I know that what I'm telling you about the Constitution is extremely accurate and extremely powerful. Extremely. Now, if you want to take that as, well, I think I'm better than you, or I think, then take it any way you want to. But just know it. I don't care how you take it. Just understand it.
And enact it.
And enact it.
Yeah.
So getting back to Uncle Steve. All right. So he won't take his heart drops. He's having a lot of problems, having diabetes problems. His doctor told him his heart's fine. I said, well, your doctor's a lie.
His heart is fine, but it's...
Well, his heart's fine, but he's blocked up.
But he's blocked up.
Right. Well, that's what we told him.
Yeah.
So how do I look at Uncle Steve, and that's a microcosm of America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may or may not apply to you. You have heart drops. You take your heart drops. You have not, up until this point, here lately, you've been ignoring Sheriff Mack. We all have, yes. See, this is my point. So what am I supposed to tell Uncle Steve? So I'm at the point, here's what I'm going to do. I can either talk the nice to Uncle Steve and just say, well, I'm always here. I have this resources for you if you want. Okay, that's what I can do to Uncle Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I can,
or we can hold him down and make him take his medicine.
Right. Right. Or I can say, you know, what's your problem?
Yeah.
What is your problem? Take these drops for 2 months and see how you feel.
See how you feel.
I don't like to take, I don't care what you like. Take these drops. See, okay, what am I supposed to do?
Well, we care about him.
Right. Bingo.
We care about him.
Bingo.
That's the thing. And it's hard to watch. It is hard to watch.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, you've seen him get up at the table. Sometime.
I think he's about to pass out.
He's about to pass out. Yeah, it's hard to watch. It really is.
When we know, and you say, well, you think you know. Well, it's just like the heart drops. I know. I've seen, not only for myself, other people, the miracles heart drops have done. Right?
And the story that I told you about how opened,
for
up,
you.
Opened up my chest.
Okay, so you know that.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do to Uncle Steve? Am I supposed to talk nice to him?
Or let him die.
Or let him, or go down this path. You can see with his doctor. You know where this is going to go. You can just see it, right?
You can just,
what am I supposed to do?
Writing's right on the wall.
Okay.
It's not hard.
So what am I supposed to do? So when I come across on these areas, now I am passionate about health because I've not had my health in my life. I'm not an expert. Now, some of the guests we've had are expert, are absolute. They're unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert on everything about health. I think I have a pretty good,
you got a good overview.
I get a big overview, yeah. But specifically, you know, maybe not. But so I wouldn't. I know about the meaning of our country and constitution better than I know about the health. But I'm passionate about health because the main reason is because see people suffering. I don't like see people suffering, and I know what it's like because I've had a lot of health problems in my life.
Yeah.
So I know that. So I know the value. So talking to Uncle Steve, what am I supposed to do? You see what I'm talking about? So Sheriff Mack comes on in here, and he starts about begging for money and whatever, and that sends me through the roof.
Actually, our country's on the, right. the line. Our country's on the line.
Right. I tell Sheriff Mack, stop. You're not going to beg. I'll beg for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to beg for you. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of this.
And I donated.
Well, everybody. I think a lot of people did. And thank you from from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, why are you wasting so much time on the radio talking about this? Well, this is important. And it's important how we go forward. And you got to understand that something else about us. I mean, I got a lot going on over here. This is not your concern or your problem, but I just want you to understand. There's a lot. I got three girls. I got another one on the way. Couple, 3 weeks, I got another one on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own share of drama here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my own stuff to deal with.
That's right.
But selling food stores, doing all this, having a family, outgrowing our house, what am I going to do? Da, 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 da. All these things.
All the above. And the Cowboys losing last night.
Yeah, my favorite football team. It's a darn good thing they didn't kneel for that anthem. I'd never watch them again.
Yeah.
That's another story.
Yeah.
We're about to go on a break. The music's about to start. I wanted to go over this letter, go over some of these things. I am desperate. And so, on some level, you are my, it's just like me talking to Uncle Steve. I do care about you. I do love you. I'm here because I told Joyce I'd be. And then I grew to love you and this country. Hey, on some of these things, I mean, maybe I could say it a little different, but in some things, you know, Uncle Steve needs to be tied down and yelled at right now. That's where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
On some things we all do. You think, well, I don't want that. Okay, then turn the channel.
Bingo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. News and then Robert Curry. Great to be with you. You're listening to The Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. So they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Tom Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Tom Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
Electoral College for Patriots. I got that book sitting right here. Good book. I mean, in a lot of different ways. Excellent. Tom Crier, you put that book together. The Electoral College for Patriots.com is his website. Check that out. Other specials. Now, you know, if you've called about the I Complex, for whatever reason, we can't get the I Complex. Robert Abel can't get it made because of, because of certain things, distribution, what have you. And we're having trouble. We have a substitute with something that we think is very good also, is the Maxi Focus from Robert Redfern. Actually, some of the ingredients I like better, but that's another story. I like Robert Redfern's ingredients better. The Maxi Focus for your eyes. If you need something for your eyes, this has traditionally been good support for eyes. Check that out. Many people have had a lot of different stories about it, what have you. We are working on the Eye Complex, and for whatever reason, Robert Abel's really hit on something, and it just seems to work.
Mm-hmm.
And change things really quick. So we are working on that. But in the meantime, if you want to try something else, and I encourage it, Maxi Focus, among other, and you may want to stick to Maxi Focus. We're having a flash sale, and REM Sleep, Tranquil, and the Power Silver, all flash sales. Take advantage of them for the next week or so. The Strauss products are on sale also this week. Strauss products are amazing.
Sure are.
And this is what what am I supposed to do to Uncle Steve? Am I supposed to let Uncle Steve die? Or am I supposed to take a bottle and beat him over the head with it?
Pour it down his mouth.
Pour it. Right. Tie him up and pour it down his throat. Lift your tongue, Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Take your medicine.
Here it comes. Flash sale on Ancient Minerals Magnesium products from Robert Redfern and, of course, Iron Earth all on sale, all at The Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen, your purchases, your donations. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, and you're welcome for what we do. Another thing about these letters, and this is, I don't want to go ad nauseum about this letter, but it's not that. How am I trying to say? You don't understand what it means to be in this chair until you're in this chair.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand it.
Ain't easy.
No, it's not. Trying to improve, it's difficult to improve, especially with my schedule and everything that I got going on. That's not an excuse. I'm just telling you what's going on so you understand more. So I'm going to revert my personality with things I'm super convicted about. It's like Uncle Steve. I mean, one of these days I'm going to blow up on Uncle Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be adamant and just be, on these things. Am I promoting dichotomies? Of course I am promoting dichotomies. A dichotomy is a contrast and a division. Of course I am promoting dichotomy. This whole show is a dichotomy to corporate media.
Yeah.
Of course we're promoting dichotomies and a different vision for the United States. I encourage the person who wrote this letter. They wouldn't leave their name. I don't know if they're scared or they just want to remain anonymous, or they wanted to rant and rave and cuss at me and lecture me about ranting and raving while they rant and raving.
While they do the same thing.
I don't know. I encourage you. You want to call in and discuss this? We can call and discuss. Look, I can have a discussion. We can discuss it if you want.
Yeah. Give a call.
844-769-2944 if you want to call in.
We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. I would. I mean that. Because I want to, I do want this, it's not, I, believe me, here's another, see, now I'm going to start going down this. See, here's one of the things that people perceive. And they perceive about being a radio show host or whatever. Why did Joyce pick me? I've had people that were, they're frankly very jealous that she did. They were very demeaning when they did. Was I ready to do it? No.
No.
I was not ready at all. Mm. I admit that. She admits that. If you dig her up and, you know, get her at the time. Why am I here and other people that she had tried were not? I know the answer, or I think I know the answer. This is what she told me, and even more, I understand it more as I know more of the people in the industry. She knew the people in the industry. Mm-hmm. Here's something that I'll let you on a little secret that a lot of these radio show hosts and different people, they don't care about you.
No, they don't care about America. Don't care about nothing.
They don't care. And I'm talking about people in this quote-unquote truth movement. They're into their own egos. They're narcissists. They're whatever. They're, you know, I've been accused of that. Believe me, I'm not. I'm not a narcissist at all. I haven't cared about... Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be accepted. I'm no different in doing this. I don't want to get letters like this, so I'm addressing this letter. For whatever responsibility I have in contributing to this letter, I want to own up to it and try to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you know, anyway, getting back to Joyce. The reason...
Maybe he got the message.
The reason I'm here and other people aren't...
Mm-hmm.
is because she knew that I wasn't like all these other radio show hosts. I cared.
Yeah, you love America.
I love America, and I love the audience.
Yeah.
She knew that. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here. And you can say, well, I was there, ladies and gentlemen. I know. That's what Joyce told me. I know that that's why I'm here. And so whatever comes across, I want you to know about that perspective. And, of course, I am promoting dichotomies. Of course, I'm promoting an alternative view, an alternative. It's not easy. What am I supposed to say? You know, I have small children. If my little girl came home, now there's 27 states that have adopted some form of that sex eds that California has. 27. Some form of it. My little girl came home and told me that they told me I don't have a gender. I'm going to be a boy today. And my little girl told me that. You think I rant on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
I would lose my freaking mind.
Yeah, me too. It's insane.
So what am I supposed to say about these things? And the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is worth more than your life. Am I wrong about that? See, that America doesn't understand that. America in general.
Well, they haven't taught it in 50 years.
Right. They haven't taught it. Why do I know it? Probably because my grandpa, probably because my uncle, my grandma, probably because the way my dad was such a stubborn bastard.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I know that.
Yeah.
Now you say, oh, well, you're better than me. Look, you take it however you want. I know that. The Bill of Rights is worth more than your life. And my grandpa told me that. And I know it. So that's what I'm telling you. So please, after all this, thank you for donating to Sheriff Mac,
by the way,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah.
One sheriff can give freedom.
Oh,
think there's 50,000 people in a county, and you want to do something, da, 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 and you're fighting and fighting and fighting. You get one sheriff in one county, 50,000 people, you just secured freedom and liberty for 50,000 people.
That's where your money went.
That's where that $50 or $500 or whatever you donated to Sheriff Mack, that's where it, that's why
it's important.
It's so important.
Yeah, very, very important.
Anyway, so if you want to call, we do have a caller. Maybe this is Alan, Texas. This is, he's not the one who sent it. Alan in Texas, you're live on the air. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, 2250 and Uncle Kev. Yep,
that's right. And don't you dare send another letter like that.
No, believe me. I don't like that anonymous crap. If I've got something to say, I prefer to say it to someone's face. You know, I think y'all are doing a fine job. You know, we might not agree on completely on everything, but I know the passion you guys have. I know you're trying to do right. I know you're just trying to make this world a better place and try to get rid of the illusions that we're being forced to live with. You know, I wanted to bring up, I don't know if y'all have seen video of the supposed latest, the two cops that were shot, the sheriff's deputies. Have you seen the video on that yet?
Yeah, I've seen the one of the videos. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see, now, 2250, I know you're a tall guy, you know.
Did you happen to
notice the height of the person that walked up and supposedly shot? This guy, this person, whoever it was, is shorter than the roof of the car, okay? And appears to walk up and shoot and then kind of waddles off, you know. I'm sorry, you know, we used to call him midget.
Was that Nadler?
Yes. Can we believe anything we see anymore? It's the craziest
thing.
I saw
this
right off. I'm like, this guy,
it
was either a child, but then when it starts running off, you can see it's not a child. It's not a normal sized, you know, with normal length legs and everything. It was very strange. Watch it again. And
I will.
The illusion that we're being fed, it's almost in a real sad way. It's comical, you know. These guys have done a great job. They've got us so twisted and turned, and us of us that are out there trying to do right and just make sense out of what we're being presented with, man, it's more than a full-time job. I mean, you burn your brain out trying to, if you really analyze things, none of it makes any sense.
You know, you make a good point, because you're on the radio and you've done a lot of work on this, and I don't think people understand that at home too. When you do a show like this, you have, am I supposed to just present the news and complain about it? No, I want to have a solution. So then if you want to have a solution, then you create a conflict point. Any opinion I present, it doesn't matter to you, to anybody, I create a conflict point, and a point where some people are going to agree, some people are going to disagree. I'm going to offend people, you know, what I've said about the public school system. I'm sure I've offended a lot of people. I don't know. What else am I supposed to say? I create, if I'm presenting solutions, I'm creating conflict points, early solutions as I see them. I'm creating conflict points. So that's kind of you got to understand that battle too. Anything you want to say about that, Alan?
Yeah, exactly. I've got two cousins who graduated from the Get Smart place and went into teaching. And I'm sitting down there with them, you know, and I start off, it's like, are y'all really, you know, allowed? Are you able to, you know, do what you think is right for the children to instill, you know, a good teacher, you know, used to be one that could tailor their lessons to the smartest kids in the class, to the ones that were having trouble. You know, little Jimmy needs some more help with math. He doesn't quite understand 2 + 2 = 5, you know. So you sit down and you try to explain to them, and they're like, well, no, we've got to go by this standard schedule. And you know, both of them aren't teachers anymore. And I get some really, unfriendly type of situations where I'm invited down for dinner, and they really don't. It's kind of one of those polite things where, you know, if I don't accept, you know, I'm the bad guy, but if I do go down, I'm the bad guy, because I don't talk about the fantasy. I'm trying to find reality and truth, you know, as much as I can. And it's such a juxtaposition, just a catch-22 situation at times. I just try to stay on my ranch, guys, and every time I go into town, I, like you, Daniel, the compliance, you know, if you have to do it for your job to keep money, you know, food on your table for your family and everything, yeah, you know, wear the mosquito net, you know, mask and everything. But if you don't have to, if you're doing this just because you want to go to a convenience store and they tell you at the door, you know, do you have a mask? I turn and I look at them, I said, no, I've got a brain. And it's like, well, if you don't have a mask, you know, you can't come in. And I turned around and I looked at all the people in the store, and I just wanted to scream, all of y'all are nothing but sheep. What I did say, well, you can suck my body part, and walked out, and I went 2 blocks down to another convenience store and got what I needed.
Solution.
You know, that I didn't have to wear a mask in. The compliance is what they're looking for. You know, it's just, wow. Man, these guys have done a great job. I wish you could admire what they've done, what they're doing, and unfortunately what they will continue to do, because the people are just mesmerized. This computerized age, this instant access world. They've got the world in their hand, but they don't really analyze anything. They might read the headline of an article in the first few words of the first paragraph, but that's it. And they think they know something, you know, but they have not sat and analyzed and actually thought about what anything means. They just say, oh, sure, I know about that, you know, but they don't understand anything. And that's what just drives me up a wall.
See, well, I'm listening to you. I hear desperation. I hear urgency. It's the same thing. That's another thing people need to understand.
Close.
Yes.
It's getting close, guys. You know, this is a long-term plan, and they're pretty well on their way to having the people where they want them, I believe.
Well, here's a story about Fauci. Here's a direct quote from Fauci. Americans can go to the theaters once a vaccine has existed for, quote, almost a year. He's saying you won't even be able to go to a movie theater till the end of 2021, in his estimation, until you have a vaccine. You're seeing right now in Australia, if you know anybody from Australia, go call them and ask them. Skype them. Do something. Ask them what it's like in Australia right now. And you're sitting there, you know, and I get these letters, and I'm not trying to offend people, but I'm getting letters about, because I lectured you, talked to you like a 5-year-old. What am I supposed to do? If I'm going to present a solution, I'm here because I'm convicted. I think there is another way. I think we can do something. Of course I am promoting a dichotomy. That's the most idiotic thing of that whole, that's the thing I took offense about the most about that letter that guy sent me. You're promoting dichotomies.
Yeah.
Of course I'm presenting a dichotomy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what makes you think.
Right?
Exactly. If there's never any other point of view, you never think about anything, do you?
Correct.
Wait, what do you want me to do? Or just go listen to CNN or Fox?
Hey, yeah, you know, right now, guys, I truly believe this. If they could get Fauci to come out on the national television and say, well, the virus has mutated to a point of where masks are no longer effective. We've now figured out that in order to be safe, when you enter a building, you have to hop on one leg and bark like a seal for 5 seconds. And I guarantee you, a majority of the people, if you walked into a building, they would
My
be standing on one leg barking like a seal.
My aunt probably would.
Yeah, not to cause any
trouble. It's unbelievable what they've done, guys. I mean, I wish I could admire it, you know, but I'm not evil. You know?
Buddy, I really appreciate your call. I thank you. Hey. And same to you. I mean, those nice, it's very nice sentiments.
Doing, guys. I'm right with you. We might not agree on everything, but hey, you know, that's life, you know.
I don't agree with my wife. I see people
the same thing.
I don't agree with my wife on everything, Alan.
Yeah.
I don't agree with my wife on everything. That's meaningless. We want what's best for the country and for our family. And that's what I care about more than anything. I know that you feel that way.
Yeah. Thanks for the time, guys. Y'all keep doing what you're doing.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccine maker got $1 billion from taxpayers. Now it's boosting drug prices. In the LA Times. One of the world's largest drug companies has been aggressively raising prices even after, as it has received hundreds of millions of dollars from the U.S. government.
They really got to bring them drug prices down.
Well, Trump keeps talking about it. Well, then do it. You know, it shows you how much power they have.
Yeah, real powerful. Yeah.
Now, the Fauci and these vaccines. Bill Gates is behind this. Is it Moderna?
Moderna.
Moderna. Yeah. Moderna. Moderna, I apologize, I forget it wrong, but the NIH owns part of that too.
Mm-hmm.
The NIH, led by Fauci, is financially vested in Moderna's getting that vaccine.
Right.
You want to make a bet who's going to come out before the first vaccine? Does anybody want to take any bet on that? That's not going to, Moderna might, in the field? I mean, it's going to be Moderna.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Or whoever. I think they have an interest in one other company, I think.
Well, the Russians already got the vaccine, but no, you don't hear about it.
Story about the What? You know, Paul Craig Roberts, who I greatly expect, read the headline of the Paul Craig Roberts article.
Paul Craig Roberts, the U.S. and its constitution have 2 months left.
Okay. I love Uncle Steve. I have not yelled at Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve's life is not as important to me as the country or the Constitution.
Correct.
I've yelled about the Constitution.
Yeah.
There's an article from Paul Craig Roberts.
Yes, it is.
Says the Constitution has 2 months left.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and explains about the election, about different things going on. And you could just say, I don't need to explain this. If I need to explain this, then you are a child. You see what I'm saying? And you want to take offense for that? Then take offense by it. I don't know what else I could say.
Well, so, he's promoting that they're going to overthrow him instead of kill him like they did Kennedy.
Well, either way, just that title. Paul Craig Roberts.
2 months left.
Two months left. Is that hyperbole? Is that over the top? Is that, what is that? How am I supposed to take that? And so then when Sheriff Mac comes on and an actual, it doesn't matter if Trump gets elected or who gets elected, a sheriff in a county can do more.
Do a lot of good.
Do more than any one person.
Absolutely.
Do more than any one person.
Absolutely.
So what am I supposed to say to you? Now, the result of it is Sheriff Mac got thousands of dollars of donations. Mm-hmm. I want you to keep donating
to
CSPOA.org.
Yeah,
CSPOA.org.
I'm convicted now. I really
keep
am
donating
yes.
to Sheriff Mack.
So important. It's just so important.
You think of about a county of 50,000 people, and as this oppression goes and whatever comes from here, and if you can't see it by now, I can't help you.
Yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. Maybe you should go listen to something else. Maybe you don't see it by now. You are my friend. This is how I talk to my friends.
Yeah, wake up.
Yeah, this is how I talk to my friend. I know you're awake. You donated to Sheriff Mack. Sometimes we need reminding of this.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to say? What do you want me to say? How am I supposed to say in an NPR voice? In a public radio voice? Later this month, a conglomeration of law enforcement officers
Patriots
are coming to discuss the future of constitutions in counties. Check it out. Please donate. You want me to say that?
Mm-hmm. That'll get you about 3 cents.
Yeah. Let's see how much money Sheriff Matt got if I said that to you.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, you yelled. Okay. Okay. At some level, I am so desperate.
Yeah.
And you can say, well, you think you're better. No, I don't think I'm better. What I'm telling you, the people I talk to, I may have access to more information than you do. In fact, I probably do. Because of the people I talk to, I have probably do. That makes me more desperate than maybe you are.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I'm not judging you. I'm telling you my perception. And that's why it comes across that way.
Yeah. Our country's hanging on by a whisker. And we want to save it.
Fight on Canadian plane over child refusing to wear mask cancels the flight. Child wasn't even 2 years old. The flight, the airline in their policy said that children under 2 years old do not have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
The airline attendant, stewardess / warden at this point, says that they do, and mm-hmm. you're going to put that mask on.
Or else
you're getting off the plane, and they end up canceling the whole flight.
Very good. It makes a smart business move there.
Anti-maskers. Okay. See that word?
Anti.
And like anti-vax. Anti-vax. Anti-maskers. Yeah. They're labeling you.
Anti-matter.
What are you going to do? Anyway, getting back to what I said about sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
If there's 50,000 people in the county and they want to enforce, I have talked to sheriffs in office right now. I asked them the question, what would happen if somebody came to force vaccinate people in your county? And he laughed. They'll probably get arrested.
Go ask your sheriff, wherever you are, if they come out with the same answer.
Right. Well, here, I'm not even going to. We got 3 minutes for it. Here, I'll tell you the story about something else. This is on Facebook. My wife, on her Facebook page, she went back and forth with somebody in her old community that was third in command in the police department and had retired. She went back and forth about the sheriffs and said, go talk to your sheriffs about these masks and tell them you don't want them and to force them. This police officer, former third in command.
Yes.
Continues to tell her about how lunatic she is. She has no idea what she's talking about. She needs to do her research, and the sheriff can't do that. So at what point do I, of course, I? What am I supposed to do? Okay, you want me to say it in an NPR voice? I mean, what do you want me to say? If you want legal support, mm-hmm. if you want spiritual support, you go to God. You want legal support, then you go to some sort of law enforcement. If you want legal support of your God-given rights in a county, you have to find a sheriff who believes in the Bill of Rights.
Right. It's a constitutional sheriff. Yep. Simple.
What else? It's simple, and I'll go further. What else is there?
Yeah, what else is there? Yeah.
Besides an armed insurrection?
Yeah, there's either or, and it's coming to one.
Or just open your door and let them give you the vaccine.
They ain't doing it.
Okay. So when I get a letter like that, again, I'm sensitive to maybe some legitimacy of what you're saying, but I want you to understand my perspective also. Some of the things you said in here are just ridiculous. I'll be honest with you. Some are a dichotomy. Of course I'm promoting dichotomies. Don't you get it? Mm-hmm. Do you want a world where they bust down your door and drag you out like in Australia, like they're doing right now?
Yeah.
This is not in the future, right now. Do you want that? That's the plans in the white papers. That's what they said they want to do here. And they want to stop you interstate travel. And I told you 4 months ago. And you said, well, you think you're better. No, I have better contacts than you. Maybe I can process this because I'm inundated it all the time. Maybe I do have some perception value here. Maybe my way of saying it may not be the best. But I feel like Uncle Steve now.
There you go.
You have the power, ladies and gentlemen. How many times have I told you that? You are the power. I am proud of you. There's no other audience like you. We need to go forth with our power now. Stay tuned. Great interview coming up with Robert Curry. You're listening to The Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.